So what is the connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah? So we explained last time about the Torah. The Torah ends with Eini Kol Yisrael Moshe breaking the Luchos. So that signifies, the Luchos signify the Torah Shebaal Peh. How does it signify the Torah Shebaal Peh? Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Moshe Hosef Midaito, that Moshe on his own, he was coming down from Har Sinai, and he broke the Luchos. And he was supposed to give it to Klal Yisrael, but he broke the Luchos. And on his own, and the Gemara says, Moshe Hosef Midaito, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yasha Kochach Asher Shibarta. So that showed the Koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, that Moshe was able to do something on his own. That's how the Torah ended. The Luchos represent the Koach of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Luchos in general represent the Torah. And Bereishis Baro Kim, the beginning created God. It's a verse that doesn't make any sense, even on a simple pshat, pardes, pshat, rem, is drush, resod. So therefore, you want to, right from the beginning, you end the Torah with the Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh, and you begin the Torah with the Yisod of Torah Shebaal Peh. I don't think you could understand the Torah for a minute. And that's why the famous Rashi, on the pasuk, Bayom Hashishi, the Hei Ayidia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Veda Tanai, with the world, if you accept the Torah, good, if not, we'll go back to Tov Avo. Hashishi, the sixth of Sivan, but the Torah wasn't given on the sixth of Sivan. It was pushed off to the seventh. Yaakov was still here, so Yaakov Kamenetsky says because it was the Torah about that was given. That's one Yisod. The connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah is the Torah emphasizes Leini Kol Yisrael Moshe breaking the Lucho, signifying the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's the way the Torah begins. Others point out another explanation that they say, what's the connection? Because at the end of the Torah, it says, V'chol osos v'hamosim asher shochu Hashem lasos ba'eretz mitzvayim paro v'chol avadov v'chol arzo. Right? And then, so what do you mean? So we know he gave us Bizra, we had Bizra Mitzrayim, we had Bizra Sayam, all the booty we got from Mitzrayim, from the Yam. So the question is, Hech Mutter Lanos Me'elam Hazeh? Halo Shayach Le'esav. The Medrash says that was the arrangement. Yaakov gets Olam Haba, Esav gets Olam Hazeh. So therefore, how could we get Hana from Olam Hazeh? That's the Kasha. So, was there Amar, so that the Torah tells us, Bereishis Bara Elokim, B'shil HaTorah Senikra Reishis, the whole world was created, in order for the Torah. Haino, Shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu, Emaisa Bereishis, Jemisro Yikabu Es HaTorah, Miskayimim, Imrav, Ein, Ani Magzer Eskam Wotov Avo, Yom Kein Shaya Kol Omi Yisro, Amakayim Es HaTorah, Mikoach Hamotzi Mizuto Shayam. In other words, so the whole purpose of the world was created was for the Torah. If you don't accept the Torah, then the world's going back to Dov Vavo. So there is no Olam Hazeh if you don't have the Torah. So it's like he says, it's like someone, if you lose something, Biza Sayam, in the ocean, so a person is the age person gives up hope. So therefore, there's no hope for them. So therefore, you'll have to keep it. So to here, so that's how we get benefit from Olam Hazeh, because without the Torah, there wouldn't be this world. And as well, they quote, the Yad Sholem quotes the famous Yerushalmi about Nama to Kasufa, the bread of shame. That really, that's why, like an Anis, embarrassed. That's why the ultimate level of tzedakah is to get someone a job. But if not, there are different levels. You give anonymously. This is a person's not embarrassed. That's why they say the minhag on Purim, when there's a mitzvah to give to every ani, is you put on costumes, meah, so no one knows who you are. So ultimately, is like anything, you can get used to it in life. But if you ask for a handout, you feel cheap. That's how he says the fruit grows away from the tree because it's embarrassed to get something. So that's what they're asking. How can we get hana from Olam Hazeh? First of all, you know, the one it's Esav's Olam Hazeh, but the answer is Rishis Baro Kim. It's the Torah. It was given to the Mefarshim explained, that's the connection, that the Torah ends with the Luchos. The Luchos represent the Torah. And Reishis Baro Kim Bishvil, because of the Torah, the world was created. And in life, we know that why not go straight to Olam Haba? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, easy come, easy go. If you wanted to appreciate anything in life, you have to work for it. Like we see by the Nama and the Kasufa. So therefore, that's what it's saying. That the reason we can enjoy Olam Hazeh is because we have, in order to, the whole purpose is Olam Haba. But to get Olam Haba, we don't want it to feel like bread or fame. So they have Habracious Baruch Kim. He gave us Olam Hazeh to be Osek in Torah. So we could get to Olam Haba.